Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, providing you with the top stories for the weekly insurance news wrap this Thursday, the 24th of October, 2024. Leading the headlines this week, a recent report from consultancy giant Capgemini points out a critical demand for transformation in the life insurance sector. The report reveals that to enhance customer satisfaction, the sector urgently needs to revamp its operational strategy. In Australia and other developed economies, a startling one-third of policyholders are finding policy terms to be too complex. Moreover, close to 27% are reportedly unhappy with application procedures, signaling an urgent need for simplification. Even after going through the hurdles of securing insurance, customers report dissatisfaction with the after-sales services, reporting 25% long waiting times and 23% lack of self-service options. The aftermath of acquiring insurance isn't as smooth as expected. The matter of claims handling represents an area of concern too. Given insufficient digitization, the claims processes often lack the human touch, thus impacting empathy during interactions. The one silver lining here is temporary, derived largely from the short-term profitability thanks to the recent interest rate hikes. However, the issue of consistent growth remains a challenge in established markets like ours. The clear solution lies in modernization. Yet, as you may find it surprising, only 41% of insurers are actually hitting their modernization targets. Using AI-enhanced human interfaces, coupled with operational efficiency improvements, are seen as the vital paths moving forward. This report draws its findings from surveys conducted by Capgemini between May and June. Switching from customer service to security, the insurance sector is gearing up its defenses by using AI. This new strategic approach is in response to an increase in sophisticated scam threats. To paint the picture clearer, fraudulent claims in Australia have led to staggering losses of $400 million, which remain undetected. Meanwhile, over in the US, disaster claims have been inflated to the tune of $9.2 billion. The Insurance Council of Australia, led by former cybercrime detective Andrew Gill, is actively bolstering its fraud prevention measures. The task ahead is challenging indeed, as fraudsters are now employing shallow fake scams and tapping into generative AI for their deeds. The industry leads believe that in order to overcome these hurdles, it's not just technological adaptation that's needed, but also cultural and regulatory shifts. These changes will facilitate better data sharing and fraudulent scheme prediction. Remember, greater detection of scams in real time safeguards consumer trust and reduces losses. That sums up this week's headlines in the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed about things that matter. Feel free to explore a range of options for both personal and business insurance on our website. Stay safe, Australia. The world of insurance is growing more innovative and secured, one step at a time.